This is the story of Cornelius and the adventures of Horsecock. Trigger warning for dark age play in the form of stuffy, defiling shenanigans. Hi, my name is Dreaming. My daddy calls me Bean. On Saturday, November 13th, my daddy took me to a little's tea party where I met my rainbow unicorn Stuffy. He has pretty, spiky fur and a collar with a shiny rainbow heart lock on it. I love him very much. His name is Cornelius. He protects my collar, my daddy, and his home whenever I'm away. He sits on his hind legs on top of my daddy's cage and watches over all the land. He keeps the bad guys away, and he's super good. Early in December, my daddy made a comment about how Cornelius looks like he has, really big pink balls when he sits on his hind legs with his front legs extended and his back hooves touch. My little was outraged. Her face scrunched up. She squinted her eyes. She harumphed. She asked him how he could say such a thing when Cornelius was so good. My daddy shouldn't talk about my stuffy having boy parts like that. Well, he's a stuffy. Stuffies don't have boy parts like daddies do. My daddy tried to show me. He put Cornelius' hind legs together and said, "See? They look just like balls." I was adamant, determined. They did not look like balls. They did not. They looked like horse hooves, regular unicorn hooves. 'Cause that's what they were. Nothing more, nothing less. So we both let it go. Right before the start of the new year, it came up again. My daddy said they were definitely balls, and would look even more like balls when his cock was, sticking out between Cornelius's legs. Cornelius's horse cock. My daddy was certain that I would have no doubts about Cornelius's balls then. I got really quiet. Shy. So shy. I couldn't like the idea. Cornelius was my stuffy, my protector. I shouldn't even be considering talking about him in that type of situation, let alone thinking about it. And yet, it made me tingle, made me blush and hide. I didn't tell my daddy that that was the case, but he knew. He always seems to know. Heckin' daddy magic. The next time I was at my daddy's house, the day started very normal. There were no signs of sneaky shenanigans at first. At one point, I had to leave the room, and when I came back in, there was my daddy, doing a no-pants dance on the couch while Cornelius was resting on his cock like it was a little throne. When he saw me come back into the room, he pulled Cornelius's hind legs down so they wrapped all the way around the base of his cock until his hooves touched underneath. He told me Cornelius was excited to see me and that I should come close and say hi. Give him kisses. I hesitated. A lot. Slowly sank to my knees in front of both of them while my eyes bounced back and forth between Daddy and Cornelius. I wrung my hands, shifted back and forth. I felt like running away, but I knew what my daddy meant for me to do. I quickly ducked my head down and gave Cornelius's cock a quick kiss. I told my daddy, "There, I did it." But my daddy told me that he thought Cornelius deserved lots of kisses because he was very good. I agreed with my daddy, and I wanted to give him lots of kisses, but I was nervous. Very nervous. I went really, really, really slowly. We're talking snail speed. I think a part of me was nervous that there was going to be anger, meanness, judgment. I shouldn't want to be giving Cornelius these kinds of kisses. Therefore, something bad had to happen, right? When my thoughts were swirling and my fear was rising, my daddy decided to comfort me. In the most unexpected moment of gentle care, my daddy took Cornelius's soft front paws and ever so gently stroked the sides of my face, soothed me, reassured me, told me that it was okay. In that moment, something broke, shifted. I let go. I liked how soft Cornelius felt against my face. I liked that his plushy body allowed me to feel roughness without the sensation of bone slamming into bone. I liked being told to look at his sweet little face, to not look away. I liked the feeling of wrong and right and good and bad and tingly all wrapped up in one. I liked that I made a mess. A big one. I liked that I wasn't in control. That it wasn't even an option. That I could just let go. I liked Cornelius's horse cock. And his big pink balls. The end. Thanks for listening.